All right, this is going to be an interesting one. Erica Kirk held a CBS town hall last night in which she was asked about Donald Trump's rhetoric and his contribution to the current political atmosphere. Trump has what I call a monopoly on the escalation of political rhetoric right now, meaning he is the sole one that takes it to new extremes on almost a weekly basis. Right after he calls for Dems to be executed, and you think that's as far as he's going to take it, he then calls Tim Walz a retard and doubles down when people are screaming outside of Tim Walz's house. It feels like every single week Donald Trump hits a new low with his conspiracy theories and his rhetoric. And that brings us to this interaction right here. This is Hunter Kozak, friend of the show, also known as Staxiums on the left. He was the last person to ever talk to Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University during that last debate in his final moments. Now, Hunter was obviously scarred by this. He's done some amazing interviews with Channel 5 and other news programs, but Hunter was invited by CBS to talk to Erica Kirk and ask her a follow-up question, just one follow-up question about the past, let's say, 90 days or so. And Erica Kirk completely kind of bombs. So Hunter has a very intentionally crafted question about Donald Trump's contribution to the current political atmosphere. We talk about this on the show all the time, that since I was 12 years old, I've seen Donald Trump come up with conspiracy theories about Obama not being born in the United States. In 2016, he said that Hillary Clinton should be locked up. He spread election fraud lies, calls Democrats gnats who need to be taken care of, and on a weekly basis, essentially takes our politics to a new low. I view Donald Trump as a thought leader in mainstream political extremism in the United States. So Hunter comes with a very perfect question, asking Erica Kirk, hey, I understand that Tyler Robinson was radicalized online, but can you at least address the fact that Donald Trump is the one doing a lot of this online radicalization, or at least emboldening it? I'm going to let this clip play out. And as usual, the right-wing overlords want this type of content buried, so the best way to boost it is by dropping a like and subscribing to the Adam Mockler feed below.
Erica, as you know, the last person that Charlie ever spoke to was a Utah Valley student named Hunter Kozak. He was asking Charlie a question that day when he was shot, and he's here tonight, and he wants to ask you a question.
Hi there. Erica, I want to tell you how much I appreciate your calls for peace and unity, and I'm likewise horrified by the people in my so-called camp who were cheering about Charlie's murder. I believe that they stoke the flames of violence. But even worse is when powerful, influential people on either side of the aisle stoke the flames. When they do it, the flames can become an inferno. And this leads me to Donald Trump, the most powerful and influential person on earth, who has more responsibility than anyone else to put the flames out. Just last month, President Trump called on 6 Democratic lawmakers to be tried for sedition, which he clarified was punishable by death. He then reposted a simple message: hang them. I think that you've been making strides to bring peace to our country, and that turning point has been asking Democrats to decry the individuals who cheer for violence. I have and will continue to decry them. But any good faith effort to stop political violence must hold both parties to the same standard and expectation. So in that spirit, will you condemn the violent rhetoric of Donald Trump, the most powerful and influential person on earth?
I appreciate your question. You know my heart. Why would I ever say, yes, go murder people? This is so much deeper than just one. I understand your sentiment. I do. But this is also so much deeper than just one person. This starts at the home, okay? This starts with family. This starts with a seed that grows and grows. You can choose to have evil in your heart, or you can choose to have light. What you consume and what you absorb from the outside world will manifest itself. No, I will never agree with political violence. My husband is a victim of it. I'm a victim of it. But what I'm trying to say here is that we can blame everyone else. We have to look in the mirror. When you become a father, when you become a mother, how are you raising your kids? Are you taking responsibility, or are you giving them a device and saying, go down that rabbit hole? I'm trying to go to Pilates class. You can just sit in the corner and look at your iPad or look at your phone and go down that rabbit hole and see what you can learn from that instead of being a parent. So my call to action from that is, parents, step up. Do you want your kid to be a thought leader or an assassin? That's where we're at.
Do you think our political leaders have a responsibility to turn the temperature down right now?
Well, I think everyone has a responsibility to do that, and I'm doing my part. I'm not in control of other people.
Okay, there's a lot that I want to say about this. I mean, what she says isn't entirely wrong, but it's a non sequitur, meaning it does not follow the question that was asked. And actually, she puts an effort to weave, to dodge and weave around the question that was asked. She is intentionally dodging the name Donald Trump, the topic of Donald Trump's rhetoric. She vaguely refers to this being, quote unquote, bigger than one person, which is a way to sidestep this all when she was asked specifically about one person. Erica Kirk is specifically asked about political radicalization coming in a top-down manner, meaning the leaders, people like Donald Trump, the leaders of the Republican Party, people like Elon Musk as well, who isn't even in power but is a leader, a thought leader, them stoking the flames of political rhetoric. Instead, Erica Kirk decides to describe a bottom-up way to fix some sort of political radicalism. Like, yes, parenting and technology and the internet all plays into it, but when that 17-year-old turns 18 or whatever age you want to give them access to the internet, and then they open up the internet and they see the President of the United States saying, hang them, George Washington would, then it doesn't matter how good of a parent you were, they are going to think that type of stuff is normal and okay. Or what about a 13-year-old that isn't given access to the internet, like Erica Kirk is implying here, or is giving limited access if we want to be charitable, but then turns on the TV or reads in the paper at school or whatever the hell and sees that the president was calling Democrats Nats, Piggy, said hang them, over and over said you're a terrible person, a terrible reporter. When Donald Trump leads the way in this type of rhetoric, then the bottom-up action is neutralized. It doesn't matter. That's why Hunter Kozak at the very beginning of this was asking about rhetoric coming in a top-down manner from leaders. Her answer is not very satisfying. Her answer essentially sidesteps the core of the question, which is the political atmosphere that has been created by Donald Trump, the monopoly that Donald Trump has on political escalation and has had over the past decade. And listen, I'm not saying that people on the left are perfect. I'm not saying that liberals have never said anything crazy. I see posts online on Blue Sky of people saying crazy things, but we're talking about top-down positions of power. Nowhere during Joe Biden's 4 years did Joe Biden call to hang Democrats, or sorry, Republicans, did Joe Biden call Republicans Nats or quiet piggy. The way that Donald Trump operates in the political arena is vile, and it feels like he doesn't understand the weight that the president's word carries. When the president 4 or 5 years ago was saying that the election is stolen over and over and over, that is a horrendous lie that will lead people to almost psychosis. Like, 1,500 people got jailed or got arrested, detained, and indicted because they stormed the Capitol. Those are 1,500 people that are living in like a different reality. I don't use the word psychosis to be brass. I just mean these people got tricked into being into a different reality. The president's word means a lot, and that is what Hunter is saying. Erica Kirk instead tries to sidestep into this weird PR-trained answer, but even the PR-trained answer is rather transparent because you see where she's going with it. What she says isn't inherently wrong. Like, yes, parenting is important. That's why progressives or liberals or people on the left want more child tax credits, want more help with parenting. Yes, regulation of AI and technology can help in the long run to an extent. I don't think we should ban the internet for young people, but maybe there should be mechanisms so 9-year-olds aren't in the depths of Twitter being radicalized. Sure, but that has nothing to do with the question that Hunter asked. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. You can find Hunter's content in the description below. I'll see you on the next one. Peace out.